If you look at it one way, the problems for the big three can be summed up in just one word: Toyota. The Japanese company could surpass GM by the end of the year as the world's largest maker of cars and trucks. In the U.S., Toyota is poised to complete its third straight year of double-digit growth. David Cole is chairman of the nonprofit Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. He's got his own word for Toyota.
Toyota is just a juggernaut, a very strong, fine company that is continuing to move forward on a steady, continuing basis to the point where it's quite possible they've surpassed Ford now or close to that, and they could surpass General Motors in the next year or so. But you've got to be a little bit careful when you're number one, because now you're the focus of attention, whereas number two or number three, you were kind of off the radar screen. And with that comes, I think, a new set of visibility and responsibilities.
What kind of responsibilities?
For example, Toyota is a terrific company. They've had a fair number of recalls this year, and that's received a lot of attention because of the history that Toyota has had of terrific quality. And the fact is that just about everybody in this business has terrific quality today, and everybody in the business on occasion has problems. And when you're number one, that tends to be a little bit more of an issue than if you're down in the pack somewhere.
Is there a danger of Toyota getting too big too fast?
That is something that Toyota is actually very concerned about. Toyota is an interesting company because it grew out of a single seed back in Japan many, many years ago. And as the plant grew and it blossomed and new seeds were created, and as those seeds were spread, the DNA of Toyota was spread with these seeds. They're a company that has grown organically from that single seed versus most companies, which grew from acquisitions and pulling different parts together where they had different DNA spread across the company. Now, what those companies are trying to do is bring in common methods and systems, that is trying to standardize everything across the world, and that's really where Toyota started from. But now as you grow, the connection between the parent or home and where these other plants are being generated, the control is lost.
Now, Toyota is about to lay down its marker in the full-size truck department. The Toyota Tundra.
That's correct.
Goes on sale in February.
New plant in San Antonio. They're going to launch that after the first of the year, and that'll be another, I think, excellent product. And I think a bit of a milestone because it, together with a Nissan full-size truck, this will come right at the traditional Big Three's historic strength in large pickup trucks.
Is that sort of a shot across the bow to the Big
Three? Well, it will be. It'll be an interesting shootout, and it just, I think, amplifies the fact that every market segment, whether it's in small mini cars or minivans or mid-sized passenger cars or full-size pickup trucks, that there's competent entries from just about everybody in the business. And from an overall standpoint, the customer continues to be a big winner because we have had now nearly 10 years of decline in the real price of cars and trucks.
Hmm. When we hear that Toyota is the world's most profitable automaker, put that into context for us. What are the numbers?
The numbers are very, very big. I mean, billions of dollars a year. And to look at, say, GM last year, they lost over $10 billion. On the other side, Toyota is making in the area of $10 billion. So it's an extraordinarily wealthy company. And the basis of it is it's a really good company. And everybody would like to be what a Toyota is, and they're struggling to be that. But it's a tough, tough competitor for all of the other car companies in the world, not just the big three.
David Cole is chairman of the nonprofit Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Melissa.